This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Sometimes the hardest thing in life is to keep on going for one more day. Between work and illness and disappointment and just plain being tired, there are times that we don't even want to get out of bed. And John, you believe the answer to those times is to rely on what you call future grace. Tell us what you mean by future grace.
The first clarification I think I would give is that I don't just mean grace that comes to us in the distant future, like at the second coming. Clearly that's coming. It's referred to in 1 Peter 1:13 that we are to hope fully in the grace that is coming to us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So there's going to be great grace for us at the judgment day because we believed in Jesus. What I have in mind when I say future grace is that and the grace that is arriving every moment as I move into the future. So whether I will be able to finish talking this question is owing to the sustaining grace of God. A key verse for me in understanding this is 1 Corinthians 15:10, where Paul says, "By the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain, but I worked harder than any of them. Nevertheless, it was not I, but the grace of God that was with me." Now, if you stop and think, what does that mean? It means minute by minute we're working. But are we working in our own strength? No, he says, I'm working hard, but it is not I, but the grace of God. So where's that grace of God coming? It's coming every moment. It's arriving, as it were, out there in the future. So as I think, okay, in 5 minutes, I've got to make a difficult phone call. Or as you said at the beginning of your question, I've got to get out of bed. I've got to do a hard thing. I've got to endure another day of sickness, or I've got to endure another day of a hard marriage, or I've just got to do another day of a wonderful thing. We shouldn't think we're going to be left alone for that. There's going to be a grace sufficient for every good deed, as it says in 2 Corinthians 9:9, I believe it is, that God gives us a grace for every good deed. So future grace is God's power and provision and mercy and wisdom and everything we need in order to do what He wants us to do 5 minutes out, 5 weeks out, 5 months out, 5 years out, and 5,000 years out.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.